USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says there's too much violence in America. Biden making the comments Saturday at the University of Delaware's commencement ceremony. Today, Biden will be visiting grieving families in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 children were killed Tuesday in a mass shooting at an elementary school. Thousands of flights are being canceled over the Memorial Day weekend. FlightAware saying 1,500 were canceled Saturday, that on top of the 3,200 flights that were canceled Friday. Most of the cancellations are coming from Delta Airlines at the International Airport in Atlanta. The carrier saying bad weather and air traffic control actions are to blame. No end in sight if you're filling up for gas and hitting the road this Memorial Day weekend. AAA now reporting the national average is at $4.61 a gallon, a new record. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Tropical storm Agatha is expected to be a Category 2 hurricane when it hits the southern coast of Mexico. Forecasters are now expecting Agatha to make landfall on Monday morning with winds of 100 miles an hour. The American Lifeguard Association says about half of lifeguard positions are currently filled, which means pools, beaches, and lakes won't be opening for the public or will operate on a modified schedule.
We have really struggled. Last year was a struggle to try to find lifeguards, and there were times going into this year where we really wasn't sure if we were going to have a full complement.
Gordon Hampton is the director of Williamson County, Tennessee Parks and Recreation, that audio courtesy of WSMV in Nashville, Tennessee. To get staff to come back or train new lifeguards, many places across the country are offering huge bonuses, including Chicago and Austin. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
On this Memorial Day weekend, USA Radio News would like to highlight some of the things being done to honor our military veterans and family members who have lost loved ones on this holiday weekend. The Honor Project is a new initiative that was spearheaded by the Travis Manion Foundation that recruits volunteers to visit the grave sites of fallen service members on behalf of family and friends who cannot be present for themselves. Emily Dominich is with the Honor Project. She tells the Independent Women's Forum She Thinks podcast how the Honor Project was started.
So the Honor Project is one of those wonderful things that sort of happened by chance. And that's one of the things I love about it. So in 2020, when Arlington Cemetery was closed down due to COVID, only family members, direct family members of people who were buried in Arlington were allowed into the cemetery. Because I knew that so many people, particularly on Memorial Day, you see a lot of folks who come in who are visiting their battle buddies, people they served with. And I knew none of those people would be able to get into the cemetery. So I just sent out a tweet and said, hey, you know, if you want somebody to visit a grave on your behalf, let me know. And I thought of a handful of my friends who are veterans, who I know people who are buried in Arlington. And I thought I'd get a handful of responses. And over the course of the day, I had probably thousands. I think I visited just shy of 70 graves while I was in Arlington that day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.